For everyone.
And welcome to, chat with Olivia and
Raina.
So, before we actually get into this podcast, we have a little bit of some important news to tell you guys, but this isn't just going to be what the podcast is about. So, Raina and I have been thinking recently that we might end the podcast. But if you guys don't want that to happen, if you guys do want us to end the podcast, go ahead and comment down below on Breaker and every other podcast app that you can comment on that you have.
So if you're like listening on Spotify or something that you can't comment on, it would help us if you went on another website that you know we can. You can comment on, and so we know that you still want us to do it. We're just not getting too much listeners, so we're just wondering if you guys actually want us to continue.
Yeah, and it might sound like we're desperate for listeners, but trust me, guys, we are not. We just want you guys to be entertained. This might sound like a little bit of what I did on my podcast when I wanted to hear from you guys and what you guys wanted, but it's nothing compared to that. We just want you guys to be entertained. And the second thing is, comment down below, once again, on every podcast app that you can comment on, if you guys want us to do a face reveal, because we're thinking about doing it.
And we're only going to do a face reveal if we get, like, 100 plus subscribers.
Yeah, and also, we want you guys to comment because we want to read your guys' comments and stuff like that. And if we can reach to 100 plus subscribers on our Breaker thing
or Google Podcasts, like I think you can subscribe or follow on any of us or on any of the platforms.
Yeah, so if we get to 100, that's our goal. We will do. But we want to do a face reveal because we want to do like more mukbangs and stuff like that with you guys because we figured that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, that's really all we need to tell you for the important news.
So also, we wanted to know what you guys wanted to listen to. So we have lots of ideas written down and planned in our notebooks and everything. But we want to know what you guys want to listen to. So in the comments, again, like wherever you can get it, please tell us what you want to listen to. And, you know, just give us ideas and what you like to hear.
Yeah, so that's the happy part. We have some facts and stuff like that.
We have facts, quotes, jokes, like reviews, and we have so much more. And we're also going to talk more about ourselves. And you can learn more about us, like our hobbies and favorite things.
Yes. So I'm going to start off with the things that I am going to say. So the quote is actually pretty cool because it's by Dr. Seuss. Sweet Seuss, I don't know. But that's where it says. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that's what it says. So it says, sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And I actually love this quote because it's so heartwarming because it's just so nice to tell people that, and it might like help some people. But
not only is it like nice, but it's also very true. Like, sometimes whenever you're in a nice moment or something, you value it and, like, you're just caught up in the moment, living your life and everything. And then whenever it's over and done with, or you're looking at pictures or thinking about it, you're, like, thinking, wow, this is a good memory. Like, I wish I can go back to that, you know? You want to relive your memories.
So, is Dear Math, grow up to solve your own problems because I'm tired of solving them for you. And I like this one because In math, there's a whole bunch of word problems and stuff like that. And you have to solve the math problems. And math needs to solve its own problem because we're all tired of solving problems ourselves. Because
I've
sometimes.
seen like memes where it's like a picture of this, like for example, like a picture of someone with like 20 watermelons in their grocery cart, and then they're like, "I found Jimmy from the word problem," because like they're always like, "What if you have 20 watermelons and then your friend takes three?"
Yeah, it just it's funny because it's so true. But the fact is, some lipsticks have fish scales in them, and that's disgusting because if I'm putting fish scales on my lips, that's gross.
So, if you ever buy a lipstick, you might want to check on the ingredients, make sure there's no fish scales, and if your lipstick or chapstick or whatever ever smells like fish, then that might be why.
Yeah. I'm like, if it looks chunky and doesn't look good, don't buy
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's just gross.
it.
Now I want to know and go through all my lipsticks
Yeah.
just to check.
No, but I think my lipsticks are pretty safe, so I think I'm okay.
All of mine smell pretty good, so I think I'm safe.
You know.
Okay.
Now it's time for Raina to tell you guys.
Okay, so now my bit is, so first I'm going to tell you my movie slash TV show review. So, most of you guys already know or probably already watched this, but Selena, the movie, is a good movie. I think it came out in like 1996 or
Oh,
something.
wait. Before we were filming the podcast, I said that I didn't know it, but now thinking of it, or at least it was like maybe 19 something. Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, that's such a good movie. I love Selena. Like, I'm not like one of those, not to like offend anybody, but I'm not like one of those people that are like, "Oh my gosh, I love Selena. I'm gonna buy all her t-shirts," even though I don't even listen to her music.
Yeah.
Like, I actually like listen to her music, and I don't really like telling people that I like her that much because then like I don't want people to think I'm one of those people.
Yeah, it just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a story, a true story, obviously, of Selena Quintanilla, and she was a singer with her family. They had a band, and they grew to be famous. And in the ending, some bad things happen, and so in 2020, they came out with Selena the series, and that's more in detail. And I like that one a lot too, 'cause I love, you know,
Yeah.
their story and their music and everything. So I think that's a really good show, and you guys should watch it.
Yeah. I loved it because obviously a lot of people are going to be like, "Oh, Selena Gomez, Selena." I'm like, "No."
Honestly, no, I don't think anybody thinks Selena Gomez. I said
No,
Selena.
yeah, it's like
Selena Quintanilla. Yeah.
I asked them what Selena was one time and they're like, "Oh, yeah, I know her, Selena Gomez." I'm like, "No."
Well, if you just say her first name, but we're saying Selena Quintanilla.
Yeah, I told them, they're like, "Oh, yeah, I have no clue who that person is." I'm like,
Before the podcast, and I was telling you my movie review that I picked out, you're like, "I've never watched that. I don't know what that is." And now you're like telling me all these stories.
no, because you weren't in detail when you said it was like in 1990 something, because you just said Selena. I was like, no, I don't
Oh, okay.
have a clue.
Okay, so then for the book review, okay, so please don't judge this. Please don't.
Please don't.
Because I judged it. So my stepmom for Christmas, she bought me this book, and it's like a good size novel. I haven't finished it yet, but like so far it's really good. And so I looked at it, and it said, it was like a really weird cover, like not my style of books,
Hold on, Ray.
but it said,
Hold on. My mom's calling me. I'm sorry.
"Oh my gosh."
Okay, sorry about that. Continue.
Okay. I'm gonna just start over that bit for a second. So my stepmom bought me a book for Christmas, and I looked at the cover and I was like, ew. But not, well, like, not like ew, but like, it's not my style of books, because like, I don't know, this is not my style. So then she told me what it was about. And it seemed really good. And so what it was called is Chicken Soup for the Preteen Soul. And it sounds very weird, but it doesn't have anything to do with chicken soup. Okay? I don't know where they got that name, but I don't know.
Maybe in their mindset, they were thinking about chicken soup, or they were eating chicken soup. They're like, you know what? I want to make a book that's named Chicken Noodle Soup. And
Or like, it's like one of those memes where it's like witty title here, and then you forget to like change it
yeah.
for like your report or something.
I don't know. Some people just, they don't have the mindset of others.
So, it's a book about like other preteens your age that are dealing with the same things, and some are really happy stories, and some are really sad that they even got me crying. Like, I'm like, I don't know, I'm emotional
Were
sometimes,
you reading
but
at night?
no,
Okay, because like,
it's like 12 o'clock in the middle of the
okay.
day. But it's a good book. I haven't finished it, but it's like mini stories in one big book, and it's of real children, and it's actually really good. And so that actually, like, I looked at reviews in like the back book cover summary, and it's like saying how this helped many people and many preteens. And so I picked this because this podcast is for preteens and stuff like that. And I even know some adults that read those books and like to understand. And even they're just good stories in general.
Yeah, but it seems interesting. I think I'll like it.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
Oh no.
So the next one is the app slash game recommendation. So many of you probably have this because it's pretty big. Well known, but I'm not gonna say like TikTok because everybody has that,
Like
but
everyone knows that.
except me, I don't have TikTok, but but this is Pinterest, and so this is something for everyone. It can be anywhere from like funny TikTok videos to like screenshots of wallpaper to like how to make mac and cheese. Like it has like funny memes and also has things like how to fold your clothes for your moms and stuff like that. So it can be customized to whatever you want. And so I'm trying to get Olivia to get it because I have so many memes that I want to show her.
More aesthetically and less toxic version of TikTok, so
I mostly on there use it for like outfit ideas, bedroom, cool ideas to try,
food
and memes.
recipes, like is everything from clothes to food recipes. It's
Yeah,
nice.
there's like really cute things on there. And if you want to check out my account, which you should definitely go check out because it's amazing, it's my name, Reina Velasquez, and the profile picture, until I change it for now, it's a plant. And so yeah, it's just a plant. You'll know it whenever you see it. But
What type of
again,
plant
Reina
is it?
Velasquez with a plant, unless I change it.
Yeah, what type of plant is it?
I don't know, it's the plant. Okay, so now the very last thing before we start talking about ourselves is the craft or like something to do at home. So I saw this on my Pinterest, of course, and they're like keep putting videos up and saying like this is your sign to do blah blah blah. So most of them are like this is your sign to buy cheap Walmart, like white Walmart shoes. And get your friends and like paint them and so like customize them yourselves. And that looked really fun and they were really cute. So I think you guys should do it. I want to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm debating if I want to customize my Nike Air Maxes, because like, I feel like it would be cool if I did, but I like them white, but it's just hard because like, they get dirty easily.
Yeah, I have Air Force Ones high tops and those are like my babies. Like I
No.
creased the left shoe and I'm really sad and now I walk all funny just to make them not creased. But I like try to make them all white But then at the same time, I wear them to school every day, so it's like everybody steps on them.
It's just like, it sucks because, like, my Nike Air Maxes, those are like, I wear them every single day. Like, they are amazing. They're like my child. And it's like, I can't. I just can't. It sucks when I get them dirty, but then I'm too lazy to clean them. So.
Okay, so now we're done with the daily or weekly things. So also now we're gonna talk about like ourselves, not like weird, but like we're gonna say like so you guys can learn more about us and things. But if you want to learn specifically more about me, you can check out Olivia's podcast where she, oh, it's by the way, it's called Hang Out with Olivia, and she did a whole interview of me, and so you guys should check that out. We might link it.
Okay, that's a little sneak peek, but I'm not giving you too much information yet. But Raina might be in an episode, but we don't know that yet. I might be like,
Oh my gosh, Olivia. We'll just say that there's gonna be a 99.9% chance that I'm gonna be in her next episode or the one after that.
or the one after that. And
Yeah, just like one of them.
one of them, pretty sure.
Okay. So I'm gonna ask you a question.
Oh, God.
Okay. So let me think of the question first. Just kidding.
Okay.
Okay, so, if you can describe yourself in three words, what would it be?
Fashionable, caring, and lazy. I'm very lazy.
Okay, and now describe me in three words, and then I'll do the same thing to you.
Okay. Caring, funny, and no, caring, funny, and she's very, I don't know how you would explain this, but she's very obsessed with lotion.
Oh my God.
You won't put lotion on your hands 5 minutes after you just put lotion on.
Okay, we're not gonna talk about that. Okay, there's gonna be a whole episode now on Strange Addictions TV show. They're gonna comment in her videos. Can you please get Raina to be in our next episode on My Strange Addictions Lotion Edition?
Please, guys, please do that.
But I don't know why that would be on one of my three things to describe me is obsessed with lotion.
Right, time for me. I'm scared.
Okay, so first I'm gonna describe myself, and then I'm gonna describe you.
Okay.
So you said you're fashionable, lazy,
Carrie.
and caring. Okay, so first of all, I'm gonna say caring too. I agree with that. You're caring. You're like nice and kind. Like, I don't really know the difference between kind and nice, honestly. I kind of think they're like very similar. So I'm gonna say like kind and nice. And then the third one is I'm gonna say, I have to pick out a good one for you. Oh, right, I forgot I'm. Huh?
You don't have to.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out like a good one because like I have like something in mind, but like I wanna like, I don't know the word for it. It's like,
Explain it, and I'll try to think of the word.
okay, so you kind of like, you know what to say at the right moments, and you know how to make someone feel accepted.
Caring. I
Okay, well, sure, not really, but
know, like,
okay.
what that threw me off was like, I know what to say at the right moment.
Know what to say to be nice, and like, you know, like what to do. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, now I'm gonna describe myself. Okay. So I think I'm funny because I'm not very funny on the podcast.
No, trust me, guys, she's very funny offline.
Not on the podcast, I'm not very funny because I don't really know how to be funny whenever I know someone's listening to me, but I don't really know. But like whenever you are around Lily or Briseis, like I got some jokes. Just kidding.
He does.
Okay. So I think I'm funny. I think I'm sarcastic and
Oh,
like
yeah, definitely. Oh, my God.
and then I, non-innocent. Just kidding. So my parents were saying how like they're like, who's the worst child? Like not the worst child, but like the most like devious and stuff like that. And they said it's me. They're like, you're the one that would be sneaking out and doing all this bad stuff because you like to rebel. I'm like,
Yep.
I don't know how to take that. It's like good or bad.
I think it's difficult. Let's just say that.
Difficult. Yeah.
Just it's difficult. Okay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
If you could go to the car dealership and you had your driver's license, if you could go to the car dealership and get a car right now,
Yeah.
what car would it be?
Okay, that's very like undescriptive. Not undescriptive, but
Unscripted.
like I don't know how to explain it. I can't think of words today. I'm so sorry. But you like left it there. Like it can be like, okay, well, am I going to like a used car shop or like
Not like
Toyota?
any like
Or maybe
car
to like
dealership, like
Tesla?
it could be just a
Any
car.
car in the world?
If you could pick up your dream car right now, what would it be?
Oh, my dream car. Okay. So, I like a lot of cars. I like Corvettes.
Whoa, okay.
I guess kind of Lamborghinis. There's like another one, but I kind of forgot. Like more on a budget, I would say. My God, I'm so dumb. Oh, a Camaro.
Okay. If I was
I like.
if I could go like if I wasn't on a budget, if there's no limit, I would definitely go with a Ferrari, but if I was on a budget of like I don't know how much they are, but like 1 million to 2 million, I would go to like I would do
Million to 2 million.
I don't know. Like I would say 100,000 to 1 million. I would probably do a G-Wagon because I'm obsessed with G-Wagons. Oh my God.
I feel like I like cars that the average boy would like, you know?
Probably, I don't know. I'm obsessed with G-Wagons. I'm on a Jeep, I'm on a G-Wagon. I don't know. They're just so sick.
Yeah, I like Jeeps too, but I mostly like cars.
I don't know. Okay. You're trying to ask me a question now.
Okay, so the question that I'm gonna ask you now is, if you can describe yourself in a color, what would it be?
Okay, let me look this up. Let me see.
Hmm.
I don't know, because I don't know what like colors mean. Let me see, what is.
Like, for example, black could be like gothic and dark and mysterious, and yellow can be like happy and bright.
Okay, let's see. I would probably do this. I would probably pick purple because it symbolizes royalty, independence, wisdom, and pride and creativity. So it also means loyalty and trust, which I don't know. That explains me a lot. I can be very loyal. That's just what I'm saying.
That's a good thing to be loyal.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't like being fake. Being fake is, like, something that I would, like, hate. Like, obviously, someone would hate not being loyal. Because,
Yeah.
know, I like being loyal, and I like to be around loyal people, so. No.
Okay. So now your turn to ask.
If you could be in one place right now, where would that
Okay, so here's the
Oh, God.
thing. I'm just kidding, but I would like to be somewhere where, somewhere like Hawaii, maybe like the Bahamas, somewhere a beach because I've never been to somewhere like that, and I would like to go there. And I've seen like so many places where they're like at the beach with all their friends and family, they're having fun, but at the same time, I'm gonna be somewhere like in the city, going shopping, getting my nails done with my friends and family, and then going to like Universal or Disneyland. So I'm kind of tied in the middle.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, if you were to go to Hawaii, you would love it. Hawaii is one of the most beautiful places ever. It has the best weather. The water is so blue. It's just so pretty, and
Okay.
it's very beautiful. So.
So my turn to ask you.
Yeah, so. I think we should do a few more questions and then we can wrap this up because.
Yeah, so our limit's like usually 30 minutes, so we have a little bit more time.
Yes.
Okay. So let me think about this.
All right.
Okay. So if you can, like, what's your aesthetic?
My aesthetic? No, God. I hate when people like with because I don't know. Like
I'm that one girl where it's like they can't figure out their aesthetic.
that's me. Like I don't
I like all of them
me too.
into one.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Okay, so then, like, what's like things that are like quote unquote aesthetic-y and like trendy? Like, what's your favorite things?
Right now, I don't know. They kind of been trendy for a long time, but to me, like fake plants are very aesthetic, and
Fake what?
fake plants are very aesthetically pleasing to me.
I have to go, so maybe we can do this another time. Our next episode next week. Okay, bye.
Bye.